only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell of Jim Campbell Trucking, to discuss everything trucking related. This video is going to be about a trucking company who thought they were above the law. Would you believe they hired a third party offshore company to manipulate their logbooks and instructed drivers that, hey, something, you know, you don't have enough hours on your book, call them. They will manipulate your logbook, change things around for you to make it look like you're legal, and then you just accept the, you know, what they send you back, accept the change, and everything's good to go. Well, it just became a common practice. So these drivers are driving tired, basically. Titan Logistics is who we're talking about. They came into business in 2011, based in Romeoville, Illinois, which is about 31 miles southwest of Chicago. But they were basically forcing drivers to drive tired, and it came back and bit them in the ass. I really appreciate liking and subscribing below, and if you have any comments about this video, just leave me a note and I'll be sure to reply. And also, if there's anything that you'd like me to discuss in a future video, let me know and I'll be sure to answer, you know, about that as well. Once again, this is about Triton Logistics, who was skirting the law by utilizing an offshore data collection logbook changer company. Call them what you will. But a driver would call them up and say, hey, you know, I need my driver log adjusted to get me 2, 3, 4, 5 more hours of drive time so I can be where I need to be. Or, you know, I need my log adjusted to make it look like I had a full 10 hours off where I only had 7 hours off. So they would back it up, change stuff around, get real creative, and then resend it to the driver. The driver would okay it on his tablet. Well, it came back to bite him in the ass because there was an accident that occurred about 15 months ago, December 16th of 2022, located on 64 East. That's where the accident happened. It's in between Richmond, Virginia, and Norfolk, by Williamsburg, Virginia. But it was like almost smack dab in the middle on 64 between Richmond and between Norfolk, Virginia. But the Triton Logistics driver, a guy named, a 61-year-old driver named Daniel Kramer, was driving about 66 miles an hour and rear-ended a party bus full of young kids, teenagers, early 20s, a party bus, rear-ended them. They were doing 40 miles an hour. He's doing 66. Hit them from behind. The end result is three young people on that party bus were killed. After the accident, the state police interviewed the driver, Daniel Kramer, driving the Triton Logistics. They interviewed him, and he told them, oh, yeah, I just dropped off my co-driver, you know, not that long ago, and I'm basically, you know, driving fresh. Well, they investigated a little bit more, and came back to him, I guess, in later on in the investigation. And it turns out this Triton driver, Daniel Kramer, admitted that there was no co-driver. It was just him. There was no co-driver. And then he went on to admit that following that accident, the first thing he did was call Triton Logistics, who in turn told him to say that he had a co-driver with him. And then they got with the third-party offshore data people that were manipulating their logbooks and had them adjust Kramer's logbook to make it look like he did, in fact, have, you know, more than 10 hours off, you know, of a 10-hour break. When it all shook out, he only had 7 hours off. He didn't take a full 10. And the shift prior to that, he'd only taken 4 hours off. So, but this company's in a world of shit right now. Check out this video.
Back now with another voice being heard in the investigation into a deadly crash involving a party bus.
And this voice backs up a federal report on a number of things that went wrong ahead of the crash. Three people were killed when a tractor trailer plowed into the bus on 64 back in 2022. The big rig driver was found to have falsified driving records. Another driver who worked for the same company is talking about that policy. Investigative reporter Chris Horn continues his coverage of this story.
A cover story to tell state police, doctoring drivers' logs from thousands of miles away. Former driver with a trucking company says that's how it was.
I cannot sit back any longer knowing what they did.
In the early morning hours of December 16th, 2022, Dwayne Sykes was a former trucker for Triton Logistics. That's when a Triton truck rear-ended a shuttle bus on I-64 in Williamsburg. Three passengers aboard the bus were killed. But the real driver of the Triton truck, Daniel Kramer, initially told state police he had just dropped off his supposed co-driver, Dwayne Sykes.
You were never in a truck with him?
Absolutely not.
So how did Sykes' name end up associated with the crash when he was no longer with Triton?
They stole my information. I'm going to say stole because I didn't give anyone my permission to use my logs. Mm-hmm. So they had me assigned to that truck as if I was a co-pilot.
The National Transportation Safety Board report says Kramer, the real driver, told their investigators that Triton gave him a cover story to use. I basically repeated what they told me to say, Kramer is quoted in his transcript, that I had just dropped off my co-driver, which is the same thing that I told that state policeman that night.
Did anyone from Triton ever tell you to say that sort of thing?
Absolutely. That was the go-to.
So Kramer was making the run by himself with no co-driver. Kramer also describes a data center in Lithuania that Triton used to manage and, when needed, manipulate drivers' electronic logs to make it look like they had more time for rest than they really did.
They were backdated, and you'll have to certify the logs on your screen or your end, but for the most part, they can go into the system and change.
Did you ever do that?
Yes, I have. And I'm not proud of it.
He says he sympathizes with the victims' families.
I'm saddened. I'm devastated.
Sykes says he has also talked with the attorney for one of the victims' families.
We contacted Triton before yesterday's report aired, and they had no comment. I've reached out to the company once again today and will update this story online with any response. Chris Horn, 10 on your side.
Well, what do you think? That's some crazy stuff. I tell you what. Investigation on it's, you know, just about wrapped up. I'll probably make another video about what the end result was. But this thing is very, very eerie, very similar to the case that happened about 10 years ago. Remember June 2014 when a Walmart driver in New Jersey rear-ended a limo with Tracy Morgan, comedian, Tracy Morgan, and four other people in that limo, rear-ended them. And one guy got killed, comedian James McNair got killed, Tracy Morgan, the comedian, and three others got hurt pretty bad, you know? So it came out, and this Walmart driver's logbook was completely in line. He was legal. And Walmart, of course, they don't force drivers to do anything. You know, they're on the up and up. But what it turned out to be is that driver actually lived an 8-hour drive. He lived 8 hours away from the Walmart terminal where he would go pick up his truck, pick up his load from, you know, and then head out and be where we need to be, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours away, you know, wherever. So, and then he gets in his accident. So the problem was that he was legal within his hours, but he wasn't well rested because he had the 8 hours to get to the yard and then in time from the yard to drive into New Jersey. And then they said reportedly that he had actually been up for 28 straight hours when he rear-ended their limo. So obviously, he must have not gotten any sleep prior to even leaving his house to get to the Walmart yard. You know what I'm saying? So you compounded no sleep, drive the 8 hours to get to Walmart to pick up your truck, and then drive from straight over there to New Jersey from where must have been 8-9 hour drive, whatever. But it only makes sense to the guy was tired. What they did was they charged the driver, that Walmart driver, got him Kevin Roper. They had charged him initially with vehicular homicide for the comedian James McNair getting killed. And they also charged him with 4 counts of assault by auto because 4 people got hurt pretty bad. So, but when it all shook out, his logbook actually was legal. And he's a first-time offender, never been in trouble before for anything, had a clean record. So they ended up giving him a plea deal where he had to go on probation for, I forget what the amount of time was on it, and he had got like 300 hours of community service. And as long as he did the probation time, got the 300 hours of community service, whatever, knocked out, it was going to be expunged from his record. So that, what I mean is these two incidents are similar in that it involved a rear end, with a tired driver, but one was legal and the other one was not. So, but it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and what's going to happen in Triton Logistics. Imagine a lawsuit. The 3 dead, and now this comes out, I can almost guarantee you they're going out of business. So, all right, well, do me a favor. Please remember to like and subscribe. I really appreciate your help. And once again, any comments about the video, let me know.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.